Nolte, on this Thanksgiving, Democrats are grateful two National Guardsmen got shot by an Afghan refugee. By John Nolte on November 27, 2025. The plan the Democrat Party put together years ago just came out perfect. According to various reports, an unvetted Afghan national who overstayed his visa is accused of shooting two members of the National Guard on Thanksgiving Eve in Washington, D.C. Per multiple federal law enforcement sources, the suspect in custody for the shooting of two National Guard soldiers in D.C. is an Afghan national who entered the U.S. on September 8, 2021 as part of the Biden admin's Operation Allies Welcome in the aftermath of the U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan, reported Fox News. I'm told his permission to be in the U.S. expired in September of this year, and he is now in the country illegally. I have a name in DOB, but I'm waiting for further confirmation, the Fox reporter added. On this Thanksgiving, before digging into tofu turkey, Democrats all over America will sit down, grasp hands, and thank their personal God for delivering what Democrats can only see as a massive success, a quinfecta, if you will. Unvetted Afghan national who shouldn't be in the country. Two National Guardsmen shot. Likely act of terror. Happened right before a holiday Democrats hate. Happened in our nation's capital. Why wouldn't Democrats be happy? There's no reason to allow unvetted Middle Easterners into America unless you want a terror attack, right? There's no reason to fight tooth and nail against deportations unless you want undesirables in the country, right? There's no reason to relentlessly smear National Guardsmen trying to keep the peace as Nazis who will shoot civilians and follow illegal orders unless you want them murdered, right? Listen, I'm open to discussion. If there's another reason Democrats are desperate to import the unvetted masses from third world countries, refuse to deport illegals, and paint Nazi targets on the backs of law enforcement, feel free to jump in the comments. I'll hear you out. Democrats will now pretend to be saddened by the tragedy, and will play the victims when confronted with their advocacy for policies and rhetoric that could not have resulted in any other outcome, but make no mistake. Democrats have a lot to be grateful for today. Their plan came together beautifully, perfectly, and in the exact way they had hoped. Maybe even beyond their hopes with the timing. On this Thanksgiving, elected Democrats are grateful because their base is happy, and their base is happy because they are all demonic revolutionaries who see terror and chaos as the only way to fulfill their revolution. 1. To capture the cities by chasing out normal people. And 2. To replace an America-loving population with refugees and illegals who hate America. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.